You're listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast, as always, hosted by Rich Smith. You're now on the path to learning more about personal finance and achieving financial freedom. Are you ready? And now your host, Rich Smith.
So here's the story of my worst travel experience. This is going to be a good one for most people out there, but I got to warn you, there's some pictures that are like a little mature and graphic, so I'll warn you ahead of time, but stick around, you're not going to want to miss this. So you heard right, there's a little story time right now because my wife and I recently took a trip to the beautiful upstate New York area of Geneva, New York, also known as Seneca Lake. Now I'm gonna get into all the details about why we went there, what happened, and of course the aftermath of this worst travel experience. But real quick, don't forget to drop a like for this video and please join our private Discord group. It is completely free and we'd love to have you. All right, so here we go. Let me paint a picture in your mind. In the middle of New York State, there are these handful of lakes. They're called the Finger Lakes. Imagine if like this heavenly creature reached down in the middle of the state and just like dragged his fingers through the geography. And so in the middle, kind of like your middle finger, there is the deepest lake known as Seneca Lake. And on the drive there, whether you're coming from East Coast or West Coast, you'll pass along other smaller lakes. Well, that deepest lake is known as Seneca Lake. And not only is this a gorgeous area where you can visit different types of like vineyards, wineries. It's a tourist attraction for wine tasting. There's breweries, distilleries, restaurants. But also it's a really, really like long lake. You could see across from it, you know, like you might even be able like, oh, I could probably swim that. But if you're gonna take a car and drive all the way around, it's gonna take you probably over an hour. I think it's something like, you know, almost 36 miles around and you're going through little towns, driving slow, driving fast. So like I said, my wife and I decided to visit here to have a little anniversary trip, and we looked up hotels right on the water. Of course, there were a few like in town or inland, but we wanted to stay right on the water, and we found this gorgeous one called 41 Lakefront Hotel. Now, it's a trademark collection by Wyndham. So for those of you that aren't familiar with like Wyndham, it's usually like a mid-tier, somewhat lower tier at times here in the United States, but overseas, they have some nicer properties. And essentially, if we have enough points, we can stay at this hotel for free. And I always like to kind of like find those travel deals. So for those of you that follow me with some of the credit card deals and the trips and miles and points rewards, I found this credit card called the Earner Plus card. And what's really unique about it is it gets you 6 points on Wyndham properties, but it also gets you 6 points on gas. And so staying in a place like this is usually right around 15,000 points per night. So I applied for this card and it has a $75 annual fee. But for that $75, I get 7,500 points every single year, like as an anniversary bonus. We're automatically the highest level of Wyndham, their status. We're Diamond members. And that gets you perks like automatic suite upgrades. You can book at the lowest price possible. You know, you get like the one bed, the two bedroom, and they'll upgrade you to a suite if it's available. And so, like I said, it's also 6 points on gas. So the idea was, this Seneca Lake, this hotel, is only a few hours from our hometown. So what we're gonna do is use these cards simply for gas every single time we fill up, you know, 6 points, 6 points, 6 points. And for every dollar we spend, those points accumulate over the year. Add that to my anniversary points, and we have enough for something like close to at least three, maybe four nights free. So now that you kind of understand like my little like method to my madness, we targeted this hotel because of its gorgeous location and the fact that if we wanted to use points, we could use points to book like essentially a bottom of the barrel style room, like a basic room, and get upgraded to a suite. And I gotta tell you, the suites at this place look gorgeous online. In fact, the whole property looks nice. Let's take a look at some of these pictures. It was recently revamped. I think think it used to have a Ramada Inn name attached to it. Now they've rebranded it and they've been upgrading the rooms. They have this big, nice, like kind of like indoor outdoor tent for weddings in the summer. Like I said, it's right on the water. They've got a restaurant, a bar, fitness center, pool. So anyway, my wife and I, we drive in and we have booked. We did not use points. We're kind of saving those for another trip. We booked a king room with a city view, and I had called ahead and I had spoken to the front desk. And I just said, yes, we're Diamond members. Can you please just put in the reservation that we're requesting our suite upgrade? Now, it's supposed to be complimentary and basically automatic, but because we're going for a special occasion, I wanted to make sure kind of it was noted in the reservation. So we get there and we're checking in right around like 4 p.m. And I have to say that the front desk person who was checking people in was kind of mean mugging me right when we first walked in. Now, if you're not familiar with that phrase, I'll throw a few fun pictures up there, but imagine like a little baby that doesn't want to listen to mom or dad, or look, imagine that like boxer who's trying to intimidate, you know, that his opponent, or even like a basketball player that just like kind of dunked on somebody and is like, you know, tough, like a mean mug. Well, anyway, as we're checking in, I ask if we can be upgraded, and he says, sure, no problem, which was great. I was like, we sailed right through this process. And we go upstairs to our room, and immediately when we walk in, here's the first of like four pictures I'm gonna show you. Immediately when we walk in, there is a pile of like dirty towels, somebody else's dirty towels, by the way. We just checked in. Right in the corner when you first walk in. Now, this is a suite though, so there's like this long hallway, and when you walk in, there's like a safe area, like where they have the safe and the ironing board. So we wanted to keep walking in, even though that's kind of disgusting enough, to see the view, to see the room. And so we walk in, and the room itself looked pretty good. It didn't appear to be like dirtier and disarray. The bed looked professionally made. And again, that view out those windows was just incredible. And so I go to just check in the bathroom to see if like that looked good. And there weren't actually like any towels or washcloths or anything in there. So what I'm thinking is whoever was cleaning the room kind of, you know, basically forgot to do that last part and take out the old towel. So I pick up the phone and I call the front desk. And when I hit that button, front desk, nothing works. And I kind of hang up, I try again, I hit like guest services, you know, even room service, none of those buttons on the phone work. But I click zero and that button works. And the guy who answers, the guy that I said he was kind of mean mugging, he goes, oh, well, you can stop down and get some towels. And I'm thinking to myself, all right, well, you know, I kind of thought maybe they'd send somebody to get the dirty ones or, I don't know, apologize or anything. But, you know, again, we just got there. We want to go have some dinner. So we go downstairs to grab the towels. And again, we're going to be like on our way to dinner in a second. And I just try to ask, I'm like, hey, listen, I appreciate the towels, but can somebody maybe pop in and make sure the room is like clean, give it the once over? He says, you know what? Housekeeping's gone home for the day. I'm actually at the front desk by myself. But he offers that if we leave anything outside the door, somebody will come around in the morning and pick it up. And I know what he means, like, you know, if we had food or you know, garbage and we didn't want it in the room, like we could put it outside the door. But in terms of like taking somebody else's dirty towels and touching them, that's not really what I was looking for. So I just said, hey, listen, can we just put in a request then? You know, we're going to be gone early in the morning, breakfast, working out, wine tasting, you know, just to have the room service tomorrow. And he said, you know, we don't typically service the rooms during people's stays. Now, I know like back in, you know, like COVID restrictions, you know, 2020, even 2021. But when we took this trip, which was just a few weeks ago, no one's wearing masks anymore. There's no like vaccine requirements. Like basically things are wide open here in New York State. So the fact that they're not like cleaning the rooms is one of those like COVID restrictions that just sort of like might still be good for business. You know, they don't have to clean the rooms. But I requested it. I was just like, you know what? Please, can you have somebody come in? So he said he'll put it down. Now we go out and we have dinner. And this is where the story gets like kind of graphic. So I'll warn you, you're going to see some kind of disturbing pictures in a second. But anyway, we go out and we have a really nice dinner. And we come back to the room and we just want to relax. You know, we have no kids. It's just the two of us. and we go to just like kind of turn on the TV, you know, maybe see what the weather's going to be like tomorrow, maybe find like a nice movie. And we can't find the remote anywhere. There's no remote control. And so I just start looking around, and below the TV, there's like a little like cabinet armoire. And when I open it up, I see this. Now, you might be asking yourself, what is that? Oh gosh, what is that? And I didn't give it too much of a close inspection, but I did snap this picture. And what I think it is maybe like a Lysol style wipe. You know, like maybe a guest or maybe even a house cleaner was like wiping down the inside of there and just left it in the center. But I mean, it was pretty disgusting. I just kind of closed it. I'm like, oh gosh, you know, I can't wait for this room to like, you know, be clean tomorrow. I'll mention that. So we still can't find the remote. So I open up the drawer next to my bed, and this is the most shocking picture. So prepare yourself. This is what I see. I'm going to describe it, especially for the people who listen on the podcast. I see this golden square wrapper that's sitting on top of a open box, this rectangular box. And it, you might think at first, like, oh, are those like, are those candies? Is that like a mint for my pillow? Oh no. You know what that is. We're looking at prophylactics, for lack of a better term. These are not something that you want to find in your bedside table, let alone like a box that has been opened with one just sitting there. And at this point, I'm just like totally at a loss. I call the front desk. It's ringing, ringing, ringing. And that same guy answers. It's probably closer to 10:30, 11 o'clock PM. And I just ask for the sales manager, the general manager, and it goes straight to voicemail. I know it's late. I leave a voicemail. I leave my name, and I realize it's the same person I called and maybe left a message with earlier to let them know we were coming and that we were Diamond members. We'd like an upgrade. So I'm expecting a call back in the morning, and we get some sleep, and we're ready for the next day. Quick break from the show to talk about my new Millionaire Movement Discord community. That's right. I started a Discord server where you can connect directly with me and other successful entrepreneurs, business owners, and future millionaires. Now, if you're not familiar with Discord, I wasn't either until recently. It's kind of like a modern message board, but with tons of fun money topics. So to you, my dedicated podcast listeners, all of you who download every single week, listen within the first few days, you are the exact type of person I want to join. If you're interested, check out my link down in the show notes to join my new Millionaire Movement Discord community. It's 100% free, so get in on the ground floor today. When it comes to business, many of us don't realize the benefits of starting your own LLC. In fact, it wasn't that long ago that I found myself overcharged by a lawyer who didn't bother to teach me anything about how it all works. Now, needless to say, I've learned that there is an easier and more educational way to form your own LLC. So, that's right, I am offering an LLC educational program to you, my podcast listeners. This exclusive all-in-one service can help take your business to the next level. This includes registering with your state, articles of organization, and even an EIN number. Now, if you're interested, check out my link down in the show notes to join the waitlist, and you'll be the first to know when my LLC educational program is ready to help you separate the business from the personal and start growing your entrepreneurial empire. All right, now back to the show. Remember I mentioned that view, like looking out over the water, and you've got the sun coming up and it's shining into the room. So I go and I open up the curtains and I take a look, and I gotta tell you, you can't beat this view. But you know, it makes you wanna go outside, have a cup of coffee, just sit out there and just soak it all in. Now I turn around and look back at my wife. She's up, but she's like doing some stretches or something right in front of the bed. And I see this picture. What you're looking at here is the headboard to the bed. And I'll zoom in real quick if you can't make that out. And yes, what we're looking at here are some sort of handprints on the headboard. And I just think to myself, what in the world did we get ourselves into? Dirty towels that, you know, might be cleaned up the next day. That's one thing, you know, maybe one rag here or there. Okay. Like kind of unacceptable, gross. the condoms, the now handprints on the headboard. So I take the picture, we get ready for the day, and I head down. And we have a lovely anniversary day planned. We're going to go visit a couple of the wineries, take in some of the scenery, you know, just spend some quality time together. But before we leave, I go down to the front desk, and I show the person, it's a different person working the front desk, those pictures, and he is just at a complete loss of words. He apologizes, he goes, "I'm sorry." And I ask if I can speak to this general manager, this sales manager, the one that I left the voicemails for. And he texts her, and he calls, and no one answers when he calls. And when he's texting, he says that she's already left for the day. And I say, "Well, I'm going to send an email with these pictures to the email address that I got when I filed." And he said, "Okay, you know, I'll have somebody call you." And so I send that email and we head out. Now, no more than maybe 20 minutes later, I get a call from I'm going to say the general manager, but I think she actually has a different role. And she kind of has two messages. The first one, it didn't make me feel that great, but I can probably understand where she's coming from. She said, "You should have never stayed in that room." She said that as soon as you walk in and you see dirty towels, you go down to the front desk and you say, "I need a new room," or you ask to speak to the general manager. And then the second thing she says, the second message, is that she's going to personally go look at the room right above. Again, it's a suite, and she's going to put us in that room. She's going to make sure it's clean. And I say, "Okay, and thank you." But before we hang up, I let her know that I did go down to the front desk. I did let them know about the towels. I left the voicemails. She said, you know, she had actually been out the previous couple of days. She hadn't checked the voicemails yet. She said that we wouldn't be paying for the first night's stay. And I said, "Thank you. That's appreciated." And that we're going to go out for the day to celebrate our anniversary. But when we come back, we'll move our things to the other room. It's a little inconvenient, but I appreciated that. We get back after a lovely day. It's kind of a little bit later. And guess who's working? It's Mr. Mean Mug himself. And this time he's like hunched over the desk when we walk in. And he's just mean mugging, like staring me down. So I don't say anything besides, "Can I get the keys to," I want to say it was like 601. He goes, "Yes." Hands them to me. I ask, "Are the keys for our old room, like 501, still going to work?" And he says, "Yes." So we go up there, and you know, the funny thing was, nobody cleaned that room. Like nobody came in and got rid of the towels or anything in the drawer or wiped anything down. Now our stuff was still in there, and we moved it upstairs, and that room was clean, and we had a really good rest of the stay. But I guess I maybe would have expected, you know, somebody to just come and like tidy up, because they do that at other hotels, especially if you report a problem, but apparently not at this location. So after we spend the next day there, we are looking to check out, and I want to make sure the bill's right. They said they're taking off the first night. It looked right. It seemed about right, but it turned out they overcharged us by like $31. Again, you might go all small potatoes, but you know, it's kind of like the principle of it. We were paying good money to stay in a good room. We were expecting a certain level of service and quality. So to be overcharged is a bit unacceptable. So I reply to that same email chain. Again, I'll flash that on the screen, scrolling down. It's like, "Here's the pictures. Here's my request of what we were supposed to be charged." And I never hear anything back at this point. And I'm like, "Well, what do I do here? I can't get in touch with the property. They won't return my messages." I decide to call Wyndham, and they actually have like a Diamond member like hotline, and then they connect you to customer service. Customer service says they can't actually do anything. They have to reach out to the property. And this is where it kind of becomes like a little bit of a communication nightmare. So customer service says that they have to allow the property something like 5 days to reply. Right around the fifth day, I still haven't heard anything. I say, you know, "Where are we at this?" And, you know, I'm requesting that refund. And I'm also wondering, is there anything they can do for like, you know, the pictures and the quality of the stay? And they offer something like 7,000 points, which is not even enough for half of a room, let alone like if it's peak season, I think it would be 30,000 for the room. But anyway, And they report back something strange. They say the hotel is saying they are already issuing you a refund. And I'm thinking to myself, well, yeah, they took off that one night, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that, you know, $31 overcharge. And trust me, there's no taxes or fees or parking. There's no room service, food, drink added to the room. Like, straight up, it's just the room rate, supposed to take one off, and they took one off but left $31 on. And so after a few more communications, emails, they say, well, sometimes these credits can take up to 10 business days to post. So here I am on business day number 10, making this video and kind of putting it back on Wyndham. Wyndham, we got to do better. Your name is slapped on this property and they will not return my messages. I'm asking for a refund of $31 that we were overcharged based on not only the experience that we had, but the price we agreed upon. At this point, of course, I can contact my credit card company, but they're always going to ask, have you followed through with the merchant? Do you have a record of that? And so, Wyndham, by all means, reach out to me. My name is Rich Smith. You can see it on this video, and you know who I am based on the recent communications, stays, and reservations at this property. Now, for everybody else who has listened to this story, I hope you enjoyed it. If you have a crazy travel story, leave me a comment down below. Maybe we could do a YouTube collaboration where we bring you on and you tell your crazy or worst travel story. Also, if you're new to the channel, please don't forget to hit subscribe and ring that notification bell. All right, as always, I'm Rich, and until next time.
Thanks so much for listening to Teaching Millionaires Podcast. If you liked the show and want to know more, check out our website at teachingmillionaires.com. Remember to leave us a review, rate the podcast 5 stars, and if you're new to the show, hit that subscribe button.